So how's Jonah doing?
Jonah's got a kind of a right, he's banged his right shoulder up. He's got a laceration on his nose. No stitches, but definitely would stop bleeding while we were out there.
What's the reason for taking him out, the laceration?
Kind of both. I mean, he took a pretty good hit. Him and Pender hit pretty hard. I think it was maybe shoulder, Pender's shoulder got into him. From our standpoint, that both those combinations were just enough to get him out of the game.
Is he being checked at all for concussion?
No, no concussion. Either one of the players. Both are doing good.
To kind of come back from that sort of neatly and rally, what did you see in that inning and that fifth inning from the at bat there?
Yeah, obviously, I think that was it a 2-out rally there with Pender getting a big hit, and then was Pache got that single off the pitcher, so we had some momentum, and then for Nicky to drop one into center field like that, we haven't been getting many of those type of hits, and it was good to see a ball fall in for us and give us a lead there.
What do you think just the series overall from getting the young guys like Bride, Allen, and Pache, just kind of the contributions helped out?
Yeah, great to see these guys battle like we talked about yesterday. I think the fight was there again today. As you talked about, we got behind and we lost the lead. We came back. We haven't seen a ton of that, to where we've been able to come back and get ahead. We've always had maybe the chance to win a game with guys on base, but overall, these three games, I think the offense did a good job. Their bats are better. The young guys are playing hard, which is a good sign.
Seth Brown's kind of got off to maybe a slow start a little bit, but it seems like over the last month the numbers have been really good. What have you seen just kind of this emergence?
Yeah, I think it clicked for Seth. He found the left side of the diamond. He started hitting the baseballs really hard over there. I think, if I remember right, it was a double in the left center, and him and I had a conversation. I said, you keep that approach, you stay focused there. When you look up at the end of the year, you're going to be surprised at where you end up. So I think he's taking the best at-bats right now out of the group, and he's getting the results because of it.
How's it feel to start the road trip off with a series win?
Yeah, it feels great. It's been a little while since we've had a series win, so we're going to definitely enjoy this one and head off to New York.
When did you know you'd be able to use Lou again tonight?
Before the game. We'd constantly contact and or communicate with our relievers, so Lou let me know he was good for one inning. I let him know before the game if that was the case, he'd be in the ninth. So, glad to see Lou go out there. Obviously, it wasn't easy, but he ended up getting the job done. So,
how was he from Caprillion?
That cap did a great job there in the sixth. That double, that flare down left field line, and he got himself in a little bit of trouble with the two walks. Overall, I'd say the performance was really good. He almost ended up on the wrong side of it. Just a fluke kind of hit that falls in, but thankfully, we were able to get him off the hook and get a win.
Pastor Anderson, he had the two hits, but backing up the play in center after the collision and making the throw a second.
Heads up baseball right there from a young player, which is good to see. It was a big out, actually, to get out of that inning, and that's to his credit and the way he plays the game.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right.